With the help of software known as crop simulation modeling, scientists can digitally simulate plant growth to predict its yields. To do this, the software crunches information such as water availability, weather conditions, soil type, irrigation practices, soil fertility, and salinity status. Nuclear techniques are used to derive some of these information. Agriculturalists and experts can use these models to identify the areas that they should focus on to improve crop yields. The AquaCrop model is one such software. Derek Ras from the University of Leuven, Belgium.
It is a model which models crop growth and crop production for a specific environment. This model is very simple to run and it requires also very low data.
The software simulates how the crop grows in a particular environment. It uses four steps to calculate the possible yield for the current season based on the data from past yields. Derek Ras explains.
Now, we run it for many years of the past, and then you can say this is the yield you can expect. But the benefit of having that model is that you said, this yield is not that good. What can I do to improve the yield? What happens if I bring more fertilizers?
Amar Wahibi is the technical officer from the Soil and Water Management and Crop Nutrition section of the IAEA.
So we would like to illustrate to the member state and to the fellows how to measure the water content in a precise way using isotopic technique, which is really very important tool. Then we can think about improving the water use efficiency in a better way.
For the training course, the participants were taught about various tools and techniques needed to use the AquaCrop model. Habiba Al-Minei from the Kuwait Institute of Scientific Research.
All around the world, in each country, you need to do little about your food security. Using what we learned from this project is really important to look to what we need in the country and to reach to at least a minimum of is required to grow good crop under such harsh environmental condition. The farmer can't do this alone. With the help of us as a scientist, we can reach to some of our what is required to grow good crop under such environmental condition.
Such courses are important for countries as they face low water use efficiency and the consequences of climate change. This is Steve Thatcher reporting from the IAEA headquarters in Vienna, Austria.